Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Nacho!
Yo quiero ser listo, mi gato, si ya la pebra, dale!
Un, dos, tres, Nacho!
Get to it, man. It's time for your favorite prank calls. It's time for Nacho's Revenge with the Morning Mess. Can we say good morning to Carrie?
Good morning, Carrie.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. What's going on with you and the fiance, though?
Okay. So, yes, I'm calling because my fiance gave me the same ring he gave his ex-wife.
Ooh. Okay. Uh-oh. Don't
you got a ring
already.
Yeah.
Oh, not no.
Yeah. Imagine how I felt. Just to give you like a little background information, my fiance Sebastian, he does have a kid with his ex-wife, and they're still friends, and they're great co-parents, and like she and I like each other. But he and I have been dating for about 3 years, and we've been very excited to get married next year. The only problem is that his ex-wife kind of dropped a bomb on me, and I felt pretty embarrassed, and it was at their son's birthday party.
Mm.
Yeah, so we were at the birthday party, and Sebastian had just proposed to me like probably a week before.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all talking in a circle, and after we're done, his ex pulled me aside and said that she didn't want to embarrass me like in front of everyone, but that's the ring that she gave back to him when they got divorced.
Oh no.
I don't see the problem here, man.
Shut
you got
up.
One.
Whatever, baby.
So this is the engagement ring.
Yeah, exactly. I was gagged. I had no idea.
I was gagged.
And, like, men are so dumb because, come on, how would it not get back to me? Like, she and I are on good terms. They're
right.
On good terms. They co-parent. Like, I think of myself as, like obviously their son is their son. But, like, I think of myself as, like, a mother figure to him as well.
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to replace her by any means, but it's like, how would he not expect it to get back to me?
Yeah.
So I confronted him, and he was like, which like made me feel a little bit better, I guess. Like, he was like, the ring was $12,000.
The engagement ring?
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It's a noise. Like,
noise.
It's a noise ring.
N-O-I-C-E.
You had me until $12,000. You might have to recycle that one.
Yeah. And so he was like, that ring was $12,000. She gave it back, and I wasn't going to buy a new one. And honestly, I get that. It's like a pretty good point. But I'm not trying to wear his ex's ring.
Yeah, that's weird.
I probably could have handled the conversation like 1,000 times better. Like, right?
Yeah. Here's my thing, listening to you. His ex-wife didn't have to say anything.
Right. No, she's solid.
Yeah.
She could have told him, like, really, you gave her my old ring and kind of made him. But she went to her. She's trying to stir the pot.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, I never envisioned it like that. You think
why
she's
would
trying
you
to stir the pot?
Why not, though? Why would you say anything? Because you know that's going to lead to a fight.
I guess so.
You can call him a cheapskate and tell your ex, man, like, really, you gave her my old ring? You know what I mean?
You should have been 10 toes and been like, and what of it? Didn't fit you. Fat fingers.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, let's you want to prank call your fiance?
Yes. I want Nacho to be from the ring shop and say that he's not allowed to give out the same ring twice, and so he has to return it. But he can't get cash back. He'll only give him store credit.
Store credit. Okay.
That sounds very noise.
Noise.
That's going to be the word of the day, right?
Noise.
Noise.
All right, so let's have some fun, y'all. Here we go.
Hello?
Good morning, this is Nacho Chavez. This is Nacho with two O's with jewelry. How are you this morning, sir?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, not as good as yesterday, but I can't complain about a second chance. You know what I'm talking about, second chances. Hello?
I'm sorry, who did you say this was?
This is Nacho. I work with Mark at jewelry. You purchased a ring from us. Do you remember that? It was years ago.
Oh, okay, yeah. How's it going?
You already asked me that. But I'll tell you again. Jeez. Not as good as yesterday, but I can't complain
about getting a second chance, am I right? You would know.
Okay. There's no need to be rude. I was just asking a question.
Twice. You asked that question twice. You just like doing things twice, don't you? If you catch my drift. That's why I'm calling.
I am not following you,
Does
sir.
Your new wife know you suck at communicating? I was told that you gave her the ring you gave your first wife. Condolences, by the way, on that situation. But did that happen?
First of all, my first wife didn't die. We just divorced.
Oh.
And I gave that ring to my current fiancé.
Wow, someone is asking for bad luck. That's all I'm saying. You're putting out that bad juju.
What the f*** is better to you, though? Like, how about you mind your own business?
What'd you say?
I said, how about you mind your own business?
Oh, didn't understand. I thought the ring was in your mouth. How about you learn not to go against the Bible and get a divorce? G-O-D is going to have a P-R-O-B. Screw it. I'm just going to say problem. He's going to have a problem with that. You can't give a ring twice for an engagement. That's bad juju. Really bad juju.
I'm not going to tell you again. I'm not going to tell you again, man. Mind your own business. We're done.
Okay, is that what you told your first wife? Anyways, we need to bring the ring back in, okay? We're still off Scottsdale Road. So can you bring that back in?
Why would I do that?
Because it's in the contract. You sign with the ring specifically for the person you purchased it for. It's not like a ring you just pass down generation to generation. So we're open 9 to 6. Do you want to stop by noon and bring the ring back?
Listen, I'm not returning that ring.
You have to, sir.
My fiance. No. She likes it. She's cool with it.
You've done it twice.
She's totally cool with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure she loves being sloppy seconds. Bring the ring in and we'll give you store credit. Just get a new one. Okay?
I'm not bringing that ring
You got to bring it in.
Damn time.
Okay.
And store credit. What the f*** do you mean? What kind of sh- That doesn't even make sense.
So I'm literally allowing you to give your new fiance a different ring, and we'll know after that divorce. You'll just keep coming in, so we'll just go until you get it.
Right
okay,
there.
Okay,
so
you just rude, rude.
Shut your mouth.
Okay, that's not happening.
I punch you in the face.
You don't own me.
Ring on,
huh?
How about that?
Is that because
how about
you?
I put that ring in your eyeball.
Does that mean you're bringing the ring back in? Great. Noon tomorrow works for me.
Listen,
okay,
I'm
don't go be late.
The ring in, and I'm calling Mark, and I'm gonna be sure he fires your ass.
Okay, good. Make sure I have enough time to take your ex-wife out because I heard she's available. Because you screwed that up, probably cheated again.
Hey, go right ahead, brother. I'll pay for it.
Really? Okay, that's weird. Anyways, I should probably let you know a little something before I take out your ex-wife. I will let you know this was a prank call. You're live on the radio with the Morning Mess, and your fiance, you know, the one you put the secondhand ring on, she's on the line with us right now.
Well, isn't that just amazing?
Yeah, Carrie.
So, what, this is a radio show?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, come on, Sebastian. Who gives their fiance an ex's old ring?
The whole world found out you're cheap. You're really, really
no,
cheap,
for real. I mean, 12 racks. It's still worth it.
I mean, I'm frugal. I don't know what to tell you.
That's the word, yeah.
I feel you, bro. I feel
frugal.
You.
Frugal.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you
it's
get your
reality
podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.